Well, good evening and Merry Christmas. Would you guys stand with us as we worship the King tonight? So glad you guys are here to celebrate Christmas Eve with us. And as we continue in worship, I just wanted to take some time to remember today we're focusing on what Tony's been talking about the past couple Sundays, on the incarnation of Christ. And I just really felt like this year has been so crazy that instead of the craziness of a massive Christmas service, I really just wanted to strip it down a little bit, have some acoustic worship, and just really spend some time worshiping our Savior for the sacrifice that he made for us. So we're going to have some readings, we're going to have some good time of worship, but would you pray with me as we continue? God, I just thank you so much for coming to save us, Lord, and I just thank you so much that we get to celebrate you and what you did for us, not just today, not just tomorrow, God, but every single day. I pray that as we continue in worship, Lord, that you would just be with us, that we would be able to encounter your Spirit, and that you would just be here tonight, God.
For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. With one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
shepherd's garden angels sing.
To you now from Luke chapter 2, the text that I want to speak on. And the context here is Caesar Augustus has put out a decree to the whole world that everyone must go to their hometown to be registered for a census. So you know the story. Joseph takes his near birth, his pregnant wife who's ready to have a baby, to Bethlehem, his hometown. In that same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you that you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured it all up in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you for Camille and the passage from Isaiah, that we have a Savior who's come. The government's going to rest on his shoulders. We thank you for Philippians 2 that says, your Son eternally existing as God, became human, died on a cross so that he could restore us back to a relationship with you, Father. And we bow down and call him Lord. We call him Master. And thank you for this story in Luke, and that these humble shepherds, you picked them first to make the announcement. The Savior is born. Go see him. So, Lord, just open our eyes and hearts now to what we need to learn today from these truths we've just read and the songs we've just sung. We love you and give you praise. And all God's people said, amen. Please be seated. So, how's your year been? By the way, it's great to see you all in here. And we didn't know how many people were going to come. So, I'm thrilled you're here. And I thank you for respecting us with the masks. I also ask, when we leave, just give each other space as you go out. It's one of the things this church wants to honor what we're being asked to honor by the state, but we also don't want to turn anybody away. We're here tonight to celebrate the birth of our Lord. So thank you for being here. But how's your year been? I've seen a lot of things I can't repeat up here in the pulpit, you know, about what they think of 2020. Almost like it's going to change January 1st, and it's not. You know, this is going to go on for a while. But, you know, I wonder about stress in our lives. A lot of stress this year we didn't have last year. Loss of income. I wonder if the isolation for people has caused incredible problems. Even, you know, in fact, I heard a thing about Japan. The isolation, there's more, it's 4 or 5 times more people have committed suicide in Japan than have died from COVID because of the isolation. And it's difficult for us. So, doing Christmas this year, Elena, who didn't introduce herself, but that's Elena, and Thomas and Chris, thank you. So, yeah, they're just some of the young people in our church who have a passion to serve God by leading worship. But we wanted to do a dial-down thing today and just kind of honor the Lord in light of what's going on this year. But in light of that, is there anything good this year we can then come at Christmas and celebrate the rituals that we usually do and be excited about it? Or is this just one of those bummer years when you say, oh, well, let's call this one a waste, throw it out, and start again next year? I want to suggest to you that the incarnation itself, no matter what's going on in the world, is a reason for celebration. It's a reason for hope. We heard themes today in the scriptures of light, of peace. And I want to talk about those today. And after I talk, we're going to come back up. Elena's going to come back up with Chris and Thomas and lead us in a song where we're going to light candles as a sign of the light who has come into the world, the Prince of Peace. So with that, this story we just read from Luke, it's the humble beginnings of our King, the humble beginnings of God become human, very humble beginnings. It's interesting. He was called in this passage, said, I bring you good news of great joy. The word good news is the word gospel. It's our word, euangelion in Greek, it's the word gospel. It's the good news that brings great joy. Then it mentions there that a Savior is born to you, Christ the Lord. Interesting, the emperor that called the census on his birthday, do you know what was said about him? Good news, same exact word. This is good news, an emperor has been born to us. And he was called the Savior of the Roman Empire. And you bowed before him and called him Caesar is Lord. His birth was not humble. The surroundings of his birth, I'm sure, was celebrated greatly. But the Savior who's come from heaven, the good news that brings great joy to us, who is Christ the Lord, our Savior. That's what I want to talk about today. So, in chapter 2, verses 12 to 13, I want to focus on these few verses for a moment. It says this in verses 13 and 14. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. By the way, Sunday morning, we're going to continue in this text and talk about the glory of God. And what's the purpose of the glory of God in our lives? So that's a little hint. Come on back. But here, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. So this year, have you sensed peace in your life? Have you sensed peace in our world? Have you sensed peace among your neighbors, the people you work with? A little thing here today, maybe you've heard of it. It came to my attention this afternoon or this morning, that a rumor was going around town that the staff of Cornerstone Church all has COVID and were refusing to go home. Yeah, that's what I said. What? So do they know something? I don't know. And by the way, just untrue. Untrue. So I assume if you believed it, you wouldn't be here. But what's interesting, that kind of robbed my peace for a moment. Kind of, so where does that stuff come from? Thank you. You said it. I'm going to get you to preach up here. If Christ came to bring us peace, what is the peace? What is the peace? Peace is both a sense of well-being, that I feel peaceful. But it's also, this is the biblical concept of peace. The Old Testament is called shalom. It's also the concept of lack of enmity between me and those around me. We are at peace with one another. And part of that is all things are as they should be. We have a peace. So that's an emotional thing and a relationship thing. And Christ has come. He's the Prince of Peace. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among whom, with whom God is pleased. So whatever's going on in your life tonight, the stress that comes at us, I hope tonight when you come in here, when you came in here, you could just let that go. Just let that weight go away and realize that Christ, Camille read it from Isaiah, the Prince of Peace, he's come to bring peace, peace among one another, and a sense that God has this. Whatever's going on in this world right now with the COVID, and by the way, there's people in parts of the world that are suffering way worse than we Americans are. So let's get perspective. But whatever's going on, that peace is still available to us. That peace can be ours today because Christ has come. Then the phrase, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. We talked about this past Sunday, that God is pleased with you. Do you believe that about you? Do you believe that God is for you? You know, when I ask people this, I probably get a 50-50 response. I get a response of, yes, I believe he's for me. And 50% of the people said, I don't see how he could be. He knows everything I've done. Why would he be for me? And this is the heart of the gospel. This is the heart of the gospel. The gospel is that God so loves you that he sent his only son to come and redeem you. Yes, we all have our sin issues. We all are sinners before God. Before we come to Christ, by definition, we are alienated from God. That's why God says in Ephesians chapter 2, we are alienated, but he reconciled us. But he didn't do it because he hates us. He didn't do it because he's against us. He did it because he's for us. And he brought us back to himself. And he did it by sending his son. And that's the beauty. I don't know if you saw a thing on the internet recently. I don't know where I saw it, maybe Facebook. Someone had put a cross on their, they lived in an HOA, a community. How many live in HOAs and pay dues? Well, I expect to be more than that. So, you know, the HOA, the organization tells you how you can do things at your house. You can do this, you can't do that. Well, they had conditions about decorations you can put on your house for holidays. And this one family put a cross up on the side of their house for Christmas. The HOA came and said, what's the cross have to do with Christmas? That's for Easter. Take it down. And I go, wow, is that where we've gone in this country? That the incarnation is entirely separate from the resurrection. You can't have a resurrection without a cross. You can't have a cross without a human being to die on the cross. You can't have a human being to die on the cross that isn't born. There's a very thick rope, not a thread, not a string, a very thick rope that runs from the incarnation to the resurrection through the cross. And that cross, an instrument of death through the Roman Empire, becomes something Paul says, I glory in the cross. Because it's through the cross that I've been reconciled to the Savior who loves me. So today I want you to understand that the Prince of Peace has come. A light has come into the world. That's what we're celebrating today. So when you go home tonight, if you have a Christmas Eve ritual, I hope you have a great time with your family in that ritual. And tomorrow morning when you wake up and you open presents and you eat tons of food, that's what I plan on doing. Let's not lose sight of the fact of what this light is. Tonight we're going to start a candle in just a moment. And we're going to sing a song, O Holy Night, and we're going to have a candlelight song. Remember, the purpose of this light is in the darkness, the light came. I want to read to you a passage in Luke that was just before this one. Zechariah, see, John the Baptist is Jesus' cousin, by the way, and John the Baptist was born 6 months before Jesus. And so Luke chapter 1 gives that story. And Zechariah, his father, this is what he prays and talks to his son about. He says, this is Luke chapter 176, and you, child, obviously John the Baptist can't understand him, but he's talking to him, and you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way. He's quoting a prophecy from Isaiah 40. To go before his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. We've been forgiven. So why is the Lord going to do this? Verse 78, because of the tender mercy of our God. Today, let me finish the verse, of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. Christ came as the light to dispel the shadows of darkness, to dispel the fears we have, to dispel the hopelessness. So have you ever been in utter darkness? I mean, I've gone spelunking. I love to go into caves. Once you get in and go a few turns, you turn off your flashlight, and the darkness is utterly black, to where there is nothing. You can put your hand here, and there's nothing coming into your pupils to give you any sense that there's light. And all of a sudden, you think, what if my flashlight goes out? And you know what happens in my heart that moment? It starts to race. Fear kicks in. I turn that sucker back on. In fact, I have two on my helmet. I have two in each hand. And I have batteries in my pocket. Because I love going through caves, but I'm not going to get caught in the darkness. Well, see, that darkness creates a fear. That darkness creates anxiety. Christ is the light that dispels it. So whatever your darkness is today, maybe you're one of the ones that cannot believe God is for you because of your sin. Bring it to him today. That's why he was born, to take your sin, bear it on the cross, and bring you forgiveness. Maybe you're here today and say, yeah, I know Jesus, but I'm bored with all this stuff. So remember, how does the phrase start? Glory to God in the highest. That's why we still breathe air, folks. Every day we are here to live a life that glorifies our God. And no matter what's going on in the world, the pandemic, or whether or not the world's running smooth, We are the lesser lights of the world. Jesus is the light of the world, but guess what? His spirit lives in us, and we are the light of the world. We have a message of hope. We have the message of peace. We can bring the light to other people. So just remember who you are, Christian. And so Elaine is going to come back up, and I'm going to pray. And I want you to know, if you're here today and you say, you know, I'm not a Christian, I'm not a follower of Jesus, the person next to me dragged me here, I'm thrilled you're here. But don't leave here today if God's tugging on your heart. If there's a sense that God is saying to you, you know what, time today to talk to me about your sin. Time today to talk to me about the hope you have or the hopelessness you have. Because I'm here, I'm for you. And my mercy is available to you to bring forgiveness and a changed life. Don't leave here today till you talk to him. Father, you're amazing. What an incredible story. If I created a story, Lord, where I brought God to earth, I'd make him born in a palace with attendants. But you, Lord, brought him to a poor couple born in a barn and have hardworking shepherds to come to be the first people to glorify him. What an incredible story, Lord. Remind us, Lord, like the shepherds, remind us why we're here and to tell the story to everyone we meet. And when we leave here today, Lord, we're praising and glorifying the God of heaven who did all of this. That's what I want to do tonight, Father. So thank you. Thank you for this beautiful story, this true story of hope and peace. In Christ's name we give you praise. Amen. Once you stand up, the ushers are going to come around and light your candle. Because we don't have aisles, I need you to help those around you light their candles. So if you're going to help them, make sure you put your mask on. If not, don't worry about it. But we only have so many people, so help light the candles. And Elena, Chris, and Thomas, lead us.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin. Paid it. This song you've probably heard before. Don't set anything on fire. This next song is called Joy to the World. You guys have probably heard it, but we're going to do a slightly different version, and there's a chorus that I want you guys to learn real quick so that we can all sing this together. So it goes like this. We will sing joy. We will sing joy. Sing joy, joy to the world. Think you guys can do that? Sing with me. We will sing joy. We will sing joy. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming tonight. As you go out, there'll be baskets to drop these in. Also, if we could do this, just out of respect for one another, you know, just take your time going out. The people in the back go first. You can go out those side doors also. Maybe ushers, maybe get some baskets at the side doors. And just take your time, respect each other's distance, and have an incredible Christmas tomorrow. And thank you for coming out. Mm-hmm.